This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic Joe Biden, the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election, is signaling that he plans to move quickly to build out his government. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has our story.
We can now repair the economy, restore our vitality, or relish life's most precious moments.
The first focus for the president-elect is the coronavirus pandemic.
Until we get it under control.
Biden has named former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy and former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner David Kessler as co-chairs of his coronavirus working group.
That plan will be built on bedrock science.
Transition officials say Biden will also launch agency review teams this week, staffers with access to key agencies in the current administration to help smooth the transfer of power. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There were two notable holdouts among the world leaders who rushed to congratulate Joe Biden on his victory in the U.S. election, the leaders of Latin America's two biggest countries, both of whom have been seen as friendly to President Donald Trump. President Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil is sometimes dubbed the Trump of the tropics for his populist off-the-cuff style. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has thus far refused to congratulate Biden. China says it has taken note of Biden's declaration of victory in the presidential election. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
A foreign ministry spokesman says the result of the election would be determined under U.S. laws and procedures, and that China would follow international practices in extending its sentiments. Beijing has had a fractious relationship with President Donald Trump, characterized by growing friction over trade technology and competition for influence in Asia and the world. Analysts say, though, Biden will likely return ties to a less contentious state. China.
That was Charles de Ledesma. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Monday that Australia would welcome President-elect Joe Biden to restoring the United States to the Paris Climate Accord. Morrison, as he faced renewed pressure himself to boost efforts to cut Australia's carbon emissions. The United States formally withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement last week, but Biden has promised to rejoin the pact and also commit to net zero emission by 2050. Three Lithuanian center-right parties Monday signaled a coalition agreement to replace the center-left cabinet after winning last month's election on pledges to tackle the coronavirus crisis and boost investment. Led by conservative ex-finance minister Ingrida Simonte, the coalition said it will seek to cut red tape, accelerate the economy's modernization, and legalize same-sex partnerships in the EU Baltic state. They also pledged to keep Lithuania firmly rooted in the Eurozone and NATO and, quote, defend those fighting for freedom around the world from Belarus to Taiwan. That's in a reference that risks irking China. Kosovo's former president, Hashim Thaci, will appear Monday before a war crimes court in The Hague in a stunning downfall for the one-time guerrilla liberation hero from the 1990s conflict with Serbia. Thaci resigned as president last Thursday and flew to the Netherlands, where he was placed in detention center of the Kosovo Specialist Chambers, a court located in The Hague. Thaci was the political chief of the rebel Kosovo Liberation Army, an ethnic Albanian group which battled Serb forces for the independence of the southern province in a bitter conflict that claimed more than 13,000 lives. The U.S. Senate is scheduled to be back in session today. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says
it's time for the president's lawyers to present the facts, and then it's time for those facts to speak for themselves.
But Democratic Senator Chris Coons says there's no proof of any fraud.
If Republicans are going to support President Trump in his resistance to accepting the outcome of the election, the president needs to show some facts, not just angry tweets.
Joining Coons and Blunt on ABC's This Week, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Stop the rancor. Stop the fighting. We have real problems. Let's move on together.
I'm Shelley Antler.
Beaches and coronavirus testing sites were closed, public transportation shut down, and some evacuations in place early Monday after Tropical Storm Etta made landfall in the Florida Keys, bringing heavy rains to already flooded city streets after leaving scores of dead and over 100 missing in Mexico and Central America. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.